Assistant head coach, defensive line coach Bill Kolar was back at practice on Thursday, and he was a welcome sight for head coach Gary Kubiak, as well as defensive coordinator Wade Phillips.
Bill's energy on the practice field. Does a tremendous job with our guys up front. You know, the people that, you know, he's had some issues with some injuries and things going on, but yet Bill, they continue to produce. Bill gets young players playing really well real quick. You know, Crick is a great example right now. The job he's done with Crick up to this point, the way he's starting to help this team. So, first of all, Bill's health is the most important, but it sure is fun to have him back at practice and out there griping today. So it was good.
What? Kolar! It woke everybody up, you know. It's great to have him back. He obviously, and all of you know, he's a tremendous coach. He got a big hand when he was in the meeting today from the players for him returning, and we're obviously glad he's back and going to be okay.
Kolar himself talked about the return and also how well the defense played on Sunday against the Bears.
Oh, awesome. I mean, it's really tough. It's almost like you're totally away from it, you know, when you're not there at the game and stuff. It really is a really funny feeling. I've never had that before. So it was great to end up, you know, and I talked to the guys after the game and Monday and Tuesday and, you know, and stuff. And, you know, to get back out and stuff, it, you know, really ends up making it nice. You know, a game like that is really tough to end up, you know, playing for everybody, you know, when you're, you know, sliding around the field and all that kind of stuff. But, it really takes, a heck of a game, especially to be on the road in a hostile crowd like that and stuff. And to be able to come up with a win, obviously turns out to be a, you know, tremendous thing for the Texans. And, we really looking forward to, to keep moving forward.
Needless to say, defensive end J.J. Watt very happy to have Kolar back in the fold, but happy about his health.
Really happy that he's okay. Really excited to have him back. And obviously he's an integral part of our defense and our team, so that's good news.
Pretty scary.
It was. I mean, I didn't even know at first. I went out there for warm-ups, and he wasn't out there for warm-ups. And so once I found out and then I heard he was going to be okay, it obviously puts you at ease.
Inside linebacker Daryl Sharpton has also been practicing this week. Head coach Gary Kubiak had enthusiastic things to say about him as well.
He's doing really good. So I think there's a decision we could be making at the end of the week. We still have another week if we don't want to do it, so there's still time. But practice and he has been doing some hitting himself, so we have put him in some pads at times so that he's getting some work without beating up some of these guys that have played, 600-700 snaps. So I think we're close, and maybe this weekend, I don't know.
Sharpton described how he's feeling and how it feels to hit.
It's been good. I've picked up my pace at practice and really feel even better than the week before. Every day gets better and better. When my number is called, I'm going to be ready. I'm just in the bullpen right now, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get out there and hit some people and join this team and contribute.
That's going to do it for your Texans Daily. We thank you so much for checking us out. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team.